Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Ben Libby, and our Word of the Week this week is the word life. It's pretty easy to see what life is. After all, we are all alive. We all experience life. We can see life in all different types of places. Just look outside your window. You can see plant life, most likely. You can see animal life. You can probably even see human life. Life is something that we all experience. We all wake up in the morning and go back to bed at night. And we all live until we don't. That's what death is. Death is the end of life. I think it's appropriate to talk about this word life in this post-Easter season that we are in. After all, Jesus was alive, then he went to the cross to die for our sins, and then 3 days later he rose again from the dead on Easter morning. It's appropriate to re-examine what life is after Jesus was dead and then became alive. Kind of would make you question some things about the nature of life and what that really means now. Really, if you think about it, everyone is alive. Everyone experiences life. And to many different people, life can be many different things. Life is something that all people experience, but we know by faith what life is and what life is going to be. We can get into a debate about what the meaning of life is with other people. We can get into topics that deeply discuss this matter. But for the Christian, life is more than just walking around in this world and experiencing things. Now, to some other people, that might be all the extent of what they want their life to be. Just experiences, most preferably enjoyable experiences, and then that's deemed to be a good life. But we know from the Bible that life is much more than our experiences in this world. I think one of the books of the Bible that best describes what life is the Gospel of John. In the New King James Version, the Gospel of John lists the word life some 46 times. It's a staggering amount. And oftentimes, a lot of these contexts of the word life being used is by Jesus himself. Jesus said in John, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When Jesus was about to raise Lazarus, his good friend, from the dead, he was talking to his sister Martha, and he told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Now that's quite the concept when you take those words that Jesus spoke to Martha, really contextualize that. Jesus says that death is not the end, at least not for those who believe in him. Whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. So Jesus redefines what life and death truly are. To most people, life is just something that has to be lived. Death is a necessary, inevitable force that cannot be dodged. But we know that with Jesus, death is not the end for those who trust in him. Life may be the beginning, but life is also the end of those who trust in the Lord. How do we know this to be the case? Well, he told us so. He said that he is going to prepare a place for us in heaven, and that where he is, we will be also. We will be with Jesus in eternal life in heaven. And eternal life is really what needs to gear your viewpoint of what life is now. Eternal life is something that we will experience. Those who trust in the Lord will experience with him in heaven. As the disciple Peter once said, "Lord, to whom else shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." And that is definitely the case. Jesus is not just some great teacher who happened to be crucified. No, Jesus changed everything. He was the Messiah. He went to the cross. He died to pay for our sins. And then he rose again. That is, he lived. And because Jesus rose and lived, so too will we also rise on the last day and live with him forever in paradise. Another time Jesus mentioned the word life was John chapter 12. Jesus said, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." And that's really the difference between us and our point of view on life and everyone else's. You see what evolutionists say about life. They say that life is the survival of the fittest, but that is not the case. On this earth, we can do many things in our life, many God-pleasing things that we do, and there are many non-God-pleasing things in this life that we do. But at the end, the one determining factor, whether or not you have eternal life, is not about what you did in this earth. It's about who your faith is placed in. Is your faith placed in science? Is your faith placed in yourself? Or is your faith placed in your Savior, Jesus Christ, that he has paid for your sins and has been raised for your justification? If that's where you put your faith, then your life here on this earth has meaning, and you will have eternal life with him in heaven.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.